across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Now I have our very own Noel McGuinness, who is reporting from a preview of the Bloom Festival. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How you get all these good gigs? You're out there in the sunshine, wandering around.
Well, it's just I love the fresh air in the garden, and I was there from the onset of it. But I'll give you a rundown of what's happening later on. But I have one of the fantastic garden designers here with me now.
Okay.
I picked this one to talk to you about because it's an unusual one, a great concept of the upside down garden. Can you tell us about this?
Hi, you know, my name is Mark O'Loughlin, Sanctuary Synthetics Company, and we're here in the Upside Down Garden, the Sanctuary Upside Down Garden in Bloom.
Okay, and tell us the concept of it, what it's all about.
Well, it's quite simple to understand. Literally, we turn the world upside down. So the lawn is the sky, and with the ground is... Sorry, the, yeah.
It's a
difficult word. It was very easy to draw, not quite so easy to build and engineer. We have a guy who hangs out upside down, so his feet are on the lawn, and his head... is upside down, yeah, is on the ground. Right. So, yeah, we're getting a lot of attention.
And how does that apply to the ordinary gardener?
Well, the reason we're here, really, we sell artificial grass, thanks to synthetics. We've got a new HQ down in Nace Grassland. And every couple of years, we come here with a entertaining garden. We've done Alice in Wonderland back in 2011. Mm-hmm. We got medals for that. We got the Wizard of Oz. And 2 years ago, we did The Secret Life of Pets, which was a disappearing lawn that went through, and there's a swimming pool underneath it. So we kind of go do the unconventional, because it's all, but slowly but surely, the artificial grass concept is taking off, and this is just another way of illustrating it to the public in a fun way.
In a fun way. I do remember the one with the pets. It was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people adopted that as well.
Yeah, well, everybody was asking us for quotes now. It's quite, again, difficult to engineer, but nothing is impossible with the right budget and the right imagination.
Looking forward to the weekend starting tomorrow?
Absolutely, yeah. As I say, we're here to entertain the public. There's loads of worthy causes here and charities and sob stories, but we're here just for the fun factor and for families and kids come along, and it's a perfect spot to take selfies. So if you stand there and take a selfie with the background upside down, it will kind of freak people out a little bit, but it should be entertaining.
Okay. Maybe you'll get the concept. I remember way back in the day in Blackpool, they used to have a room you walked into and you got the illusion that you were being turned upside down.
Correct,
so this is the same idea.
Well, yeah, but this is the first time it's ever been done, to my knowledge, in the world, an actual upside-down garden. There are upside-down houses dotted around the world, one in Florida. The lads were telling me there's one in Poland. There's a lot of museums for that, with like tables and chairs. But to do an actual garden is a different concept, which is why I've used the materials I've used.
Okay, well, we recommend that for you. Thank you very much for
having
us in there, Ben. Okay, I'll join you in a sec. Okay, John, that's it's very unusual. I just have
it
to
is, yeah.
Again, I was looking across at all the gardens there. Actually, this morning it's a media frenzy.
Yeah, you can hear it in the background.
Yeah, it's lots and lots of the media. Let's carry on. But you have the Maria Keating Foundation. You mentioned there are a lot of charities here. But you have Laura Onus here with her garden on dementia. And from the Children's Hospital, there's a garden. Wonderful, wonderful. It's just great. The colours are terrific. And of course, batteries from Patterstown, Enable Ireland is here. And of course, you'll never go hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not open this morning because.
Yeah, it's just a preview.
Need the introduction. But the food stalls will be all open over the 5 days and all sorts of things. And always a great area for the kids. And wonderful things. It's really a great 5 days. I've enjoyed doing it over the past 13 years. I just want to do some more interviews for the program on Friday.
Right. Sounds good. And this is all kicking off when, Noel?
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Okay. Listen, thanks very much for that, Noel. Anything else?
No, that's about it. I just see Kenny here now taking pictures.
Yeah.
Not taking one of me. Anyway, no, it's quite busy. Beautiful, beautiful sunny day here.
Yeah. Okay, Noel. Listen, thanks for that.
As far as I know, children are free, and they run free transport from the main gate. There is plenty of parking anyway. There's three huge car parks.
Right.
So everything is made convenient for anyone that comes.
Yeah, sounds great.
Have you got a big garden, by the way, John?
I have a big garden, yeah. It's back-breaking sometimes.
Anyway, yeah, I was just going to say, anyway, energetic. I see the guy here now, he's upside down, watering the garden. I think the water is going to end up more on its
destiny. Yeah. Right now.
Okay.
Right, good luck. Thanks for that.
Bye.
Bye.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.